of you think the Ten Commandments are good rules?
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church broadcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This broadcast is also produced as a free podcast, which you can find on iTunes or become a subscriber through our website. We'll have more information at the end of the broadcast, but for right now, let's join Pastor Terry as he preaches this insightful message.
Well, once again, it is Youth Sunday. I'm at the pulpit, and you all have your phones out so you can text your family that you'll be home early for lunch. But I can promise you one thing this morning. This is the last time this year that you'll have to listen to me yak at you. However, next year, December also has 5 weeks in it. So you get me for New Year's 2 years running. Many of you already know my take on the holiday that we call New Year's. For those of you that don't, my stance is, it's a useless holiday. And there are M&Ms all over the floor, just so you know. But Elijah will clean those up after the service. Last time I preached on New Year's, I said the same thing, and I was surprised how many people came up to me after the service to say that they agreed with me. I think the biggest proponent of that was Mark Overly back there, agreed with me that New Year's was a waste of a day. I think that Five Iron put it very well when they described it this way. And then with thunderous praise and lofty adoration, a second passes by, nothing changes. Now, I feel it is my duty to inform you as I start with this message. I was a little hesitant to broach the topic I had decided on today because it's slightly confusing, mildly archaic, and pretty much ignored, even though we teach the words of it to every child that passes through our doors. So let's start by giving you a test. And the grading scale will be completely on the honor system. So just by a show of hands, how many of you in here think that you could list all 10 of the Ten Commandments? If your hand isn't up, they are written right there on the wall. Part two. How many of you think the Ten Commandments are good rules? I would like to see a lot more hands go up than I saw go up. Part three, how many of you try and follow these rules? For instance, I haven't murdered anyone this year. First time, that was my resolution. And Mark made it hard, but I'm not a thief. I tend to be fairly honest. No adultery, that's a pretty easy one for me. I try not to be jealous, Gary. I try not to be jealous over other people's stuff. I think I honor my parents. You would have to ask them. I do think it's interesting, however, that if you asked most people, they would tell you that they honor their parents. But if you asked most parents, you might get a different answer. Not using the Lord's name in vain, not a problem, no graven images. I would hope that we could all here agree that God is the one true God. So that leaves one left. How many of you remember the Sabbath and keep it holy? I'm going to wager that falls somewhere between 0% and 0%. Exactly. Jack looks over and says, "What's the Sabbath?" Every other commandment is set in stone. Do not murder, do not steal, so forth. And we accept them as unquestionable truths. But this one we ignore without even thinking about the fact that we ignore it. And yet God included this one in the Big Ten. Before we move on, let me be perfectly clear about a couple things. The law was never an instrument of salvation. That is made evidently obvious in Christ, and I will touch on that more later. But neither was the law ever an instrument of punishment. The law was a blessing, not a hindrance, but a message of peace and comfort. For instance, the law says, "Thou shalt not murder." So if Israel follows the law, then you don't have to be worried about being murdered. The law says, "Thou shalt not steal." And so if Israel obeys the law, you don't have to fear for your stuff. So forth and so on, the law is a blessing and meant to benefit the people of God, not constrain them. That's very important. But moving on to the New Testament, what had become of the law? The law was there, but very few people followed it. And those that did had expounded upon it so much that it was hardly recognizable. For instance, the law says, you don't work on the Sabbath. And so the Pharisees say, if you're a woman, you don't look in a mirror on the Sabbath. Because if you do, you might be tempted to, I don't have any hair to fix, but you might be tempted to fix your hair. Or if you see a gray one, pluck it out. And you can't do that. It's the Sabbath. The law says you can only go so far from your property on the Sabbath. So the Pharisees say, carry around a bag of coins. Drop one every so often, and you'll never be too far away from your property. And it got to the point where rule after rule after rule, they had made so many that the law that had been made besides the law was many times bigger than the law that God had given. And this is like us saying, you know, Lewis had some good things to say in his books, right? Any Lewis fans in here, C.S. Lewis? So who votes we add mere Christianity to the New Testament? So here comes Jesus with his disciples, and they're walking along on the Sabbath, and they're picking grain, and they're rubbing out the kernels, and they're eating it. And the Pharisees see it going on, and they're like, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. No, you can't do that. It's the Sabbath. And Jesus is like, oh yeah? Well, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Read, hey, I made the Sabbath. So let me tell you how it works. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Now, I understand that's a little bit confusing. Like the rest of the law, the Sabbath was made to benefit man. It was a blessing. God worked 6 days creating, and at the end of that, he rested. And he saw that that day of rest was good, the origin of the Sabbath. A day of rest from work to benefit man and draw him closer to God, a gift to man. But that second part is still confusing. Man is not made for the Sabbath. Now, we just got done with National Go Bankrupt Buying Everybody You Know Presents Day. So, let's talk for a second about presents. Young ones, I'm sorry if you don't like this. Gifts are not something you deserve. And honestly, they're not something that your parents are obligated to give to you. That means they don't have to give you gifts. How do you feel about that? If they had to give them to you, they wouldn't be gifts anymore. They would be wages. And so we can say that Christmas, we get gifts for children, but we do not have kids to give them gifts. Kids, your parents give you gifts. You should be grateful because they don't have to. It's not part of a contract that all parents sign. And if it was, the gifts would mean a lot less because it goes from, yay, my parents bought me a new toy, to, hey, adult slave, where are my new toys? And I'm sure that some of you do feel like adult slaves on any given day. Or to the older kids in here, I picked on Leslie in the early one, but how many of you have ever borrowed your parents' car? Does that then become your car? Is that how that works? If your mom comes to you and says, hey, I need the keys back because I have to go to work, you say, no, this is mine. Go find another way to work. How would that work out? The Sabbath is a gift made for man, a blessing for mankind, but it does not belong to man. It still belongs to God. And Jesus said, this is the way that you have treated the whole law. You've taken the blessings that God gave to man, and you've turned them into a hindrance to man. Taken the gift and made it into a punishment. You follow the law, but you ignore the one who gave you the law, and in doing this, you worship the law. But you do not worship God. So that leaves two questions. What exactly is the Sabbath? Now, I'm not going to go into detail in all the ceremonies, but I'll say, you know, is the Sabbath an excuse to be lazy? No. Is the Sabbath a day dedicated to sleeping in till 10 o'clock? No. The Sabbath was a day of rest, but it was also a day of worship. If you followed the Sabbath completely, you'd have all kinds of ceremonies and restrictions and whatnot placed upon you. And it was a day of rest, but it was also a day that you gave completely to God, tithed to God, like we tithe our earnings. Some argue that we keep this tradition alive in Sundays. Personally, I don't think so. And if you want to know my whole take on that, find me later, because that would be a long conversation. It'd be like Mark was up here preaching. I'm sorry, I'll lay off. I don't want to abuse his frail ego. So, the point is that yes, the Sabbath was a day of rest, but also a day set aside, a day made holy, a day of your time given completely to God. So what does this mean for us? And I'll make this short. Paul is pretty clear. The law is good. The law is always good. And nothing bad comes from following the law. But as stated before, there is not and never was any salvation in the law. Follow it if you feel moved to do so, but understand that salvation comes from grace and from grace alone. Like the Sabbath, it is an unearned blessing from God. Now, this is a sermon, and that means that as surely as it has 3 points, it has to end with an invitation. The law exists to bless man, but not to save them. We already know that. Also, the law shows us just how far we are away from being like God. Fortunately for us, we are free from the law at the same time that we are free from sin and the fear of death, the moment that we come to know our Savior, the Messiah, the Word, the Son, the Christ, Jesus.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church broadcast on this station. You can find out more about the church with a quick visit to our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.